Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello, welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Greg Marta, who's Executive Chairman at Capital Metals. Hi today, Greg.
Excellent. Thanks, Zach. Good to talk to you again.
Quite a busy month so far as Capital Metals is concerned. Maybe you could just run us through the highlights as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, it has been busy. Obviously, you can't release everything, but it's been a busy sort of 6 months certainly leading up to this. And, last time we spoke, we announced the transaction with the Ambion Group, which has gone down very well, and we're very happy already. So it's been 2 weeks, and just the doors these guys are opening and the conversations that we're having, wish we had done it a long time ago. So yeah, extremely happy with the team and how that's going. Great result. You know, we got the wrap that was really rapidly oversubscribed. We had to shut that down early. It was getting a bit silly. We didn't want to give away too much money, too much dilution at that 2.5p level, but so that was a sign of good support. We're very happy with that, and Sheffield's support. So, and from what I can tell, I think, you know, there's a very good chance that that option will get exercised. So, there's healthy discussions going on that front, but still early days. So, yeah, that's being bedded down, this morning on a very lengthy IPO call. So we're racing into getting that IPO done. So, a 4 month timeline is probably realistic, I would hope. But, you know, there hasn't been any mining IPOs on the Colombo Stock Exchange to date. So I don't mind setting a precedent, but I think we've got the right team to work with. And there was a very good team on the call. So happy with how that's going. But it was good last week to get out the announcement on the drilling. A long time coming. A lot of shareholders been screaming out for that, and just happy to announce we completed the first phase of 170 holes for just over 1500 meters. So that's an average of about 9 meters depth, which compares to our resource, which was calculated back in 2016, it really only went to an average of 1.6 meters, so that was 1640 holes, I think, for about 2600 meters. So it's pretty significant what we're doing now. The most significant thing is the mineralization we're seeing continuing through to when we hit basement. Some holes went as far as 15 meters. We're not seeing it everywhere. You don't expect that, but there's some very encouraging hits that we've had. And the assays, we should be getting them back, hopefully this week, actually. It'll take us a little bit of time to process them. All great signs of encouragement.
Yeah, I mean, you've given me some of your highlights. I suppose one shouldn't forget the initiation of research by Hannam & Partners. They are like the gold standard in the mining area, so that's a real sort of badge of approval. You could never, I suppose, also underemphasize the low capex of your project. And obviously, if you're increasing the mineralization, then it's a double win then for you in terms of, you know, what you've got and how much it would cost to get it out of the ground. And I suppose the final thing is just the lay of the land with tariffs and China being difficult in terms of export bans, etc., means that the tide is rising in your favour.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, our sector isn't really going to be impacted by the tariffs at all, other than, you know, Sri Lanka itself is a little bit nervous about the tariffs on the garment industry. And what that's actually done for us is it's put more focus on the resources industry in Sri Lanka as being of increasing importance for foreign investment. So that's one positive thing out of it. Who knows where they'll end up on the garment space. But in the meantime, a little bit of potential headwind is not hurting our situation in country, which has been good. And yet, Hannam, really happy with those guys too. Roger and his research team, very professional work. They went through our model with a fine tooth comb and actually, you know, picked up some great improvements for us in the NPV. So we're hoping to finalise our model reasonably soon with an updated, more detailed model that Stuart Forrester, the chief COO, is compiling. So that's all looking pretty encouraging.
Yeah, and just finally, your shares are up. Maybe it doesn't feel like it for you, but shares are actually up nearly 80% so far this year. Do you think that with the backing of Hannam and then, you know, more visibility on what you're going to be doing later in the year, that valuation could kick higher?
You know, the market's a funny thing, isn't it? The hard part is there's not many sellers, so and the price can move around with a very small trade, so. Obviously, what we need to do is just get more professional buying in there, and I think that with Hannam, that's going to be the objective. And my meeting with a bunch of them today, actually, and so you know, I think that's what's going to hopefully that new marginal buyer is going to really start to push that share price. I think there's a good groundswell of support. You can see that in the price, And I can't see any negative news coming. Hopefully we're just ticking the boxes until we get to that final investment decision before the end of the year.
Well, we look forward to that. In the meantime, Greg Marter, Executive Chairman at Capital Metals. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach. Good to talk.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.